Hello, here is Thursday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. All the best bits from the show. Today, it's Mark Wright, a smile and a wink for the ladies, playing innuendo bingo. He wasn't that keen on getting wet. If you want to see how wet he got, it's on the Radio 1 YouTube channel now. So that's on this podcast. Also, our listener Alfred, we've had to change his name and his voice. You'll see why very soon. And for some reason on Real or No Real, a lot of talk about bats. Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1. You should go and get your own. My favourite thing at the moment on the Kardashians is how they talk about Kanye all the time, but obviously he doesn't want to be in it, so it's just getting really awkward now.
Do they use a different name for him?
No, they're like, oh yeah, Kanye will be here in a minute, but then you never actually see it happen, because he's like, not interested in being filmed, thanks.
Because I always wondered that with, I think, was it Made in Chelsea, with Professor Green's
Millie
wife?
Yeah.
And when Millie was on, they never really had, like, Professor Green on, I don't know. But no. It was like, how would you not talk about that?
But also, Kim and Kanye are obviously getting married. They've got a kid. And so it's going to become increasingly difficult to not have him on, because he's kind of part of their everyday life now.
This is BBC Radio 1.
But I quite like it how they use various ways to try and avoid it. Mm. Oh, he's running late. He won't be... Oh... End of episode.
Is he going to be on at some point? Is he, as he said, he doesn't want to do it.
Yeah. I think the actual proposal was on, and that's it.
Right.
Done. Why would you want to do that if you were Kanye West? All of the lights, and this is Scott Mills. That's such a good song. Forgot about that. Doctor Who coming up from Tujamo and Plastic Funk and Sneakbo. 30 Seconds to Mars, that brilliant new Klaxons tune as well. Birthday celebrations go good?
It was good, yeah. Fun night last night.
Boozy?
Oh,
I hate that word!
Do you know what? We were talking about this earlier. I hate the phrase boozy lunch.
Boozy lunch.
It's so rubbish.
It's quite businessman, isn't it?
Just a boozy lunch.
But it was boozy.
It was a little bit boozy.
Well, it's your birthday, it's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. So today we've got Mark Wright on Innuendo Bingo at 1:45. It's something that a lot of people have wanted to happen for a long time.
Yeah.
And it's happening today at 1:45. Do you think it's Brie Michelle?
Oh, I didn't think of that.
Yeah. Maybe. We could do like a three-way.
That would be good, wouldn't
would
it?
Would you like to have a three-way with Mark Wright and Michelle Keegan?
I think that's a weird... I've not given that any thought. So
yeah, you have.
That's a really tricky dilemma, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, if you can't play with her on your own, would you get Mark involved?
Yeah.
You would? Is that a yes?
I think it'd be good to have them both.
Right, okay. Well, we'll bear that in mind for the future.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC
Radio 1. So let's say, talking about bingo, obviously, if you couldn't play with Beyonce on her own,
right,
but Jay-Z had to be involved, what are you saying?
I mean, obviously, it'd be amazing to get Jay-Z involved.
Two massive stars.
Yeah.
So you're saying yes to Beyonce and Jay-Z joined in as well?
It is a dilemma.
Otherwise,
isn't
you can't have Beyonce, what you're saying.
Right, so it's that or nothing.
It's that or nothing, I'm afraid.
Well, then you'd have to get Jay-Z involved.
Right, okay,
you?
No, I'm just checking. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. All right, so we're about to start the plastic sheeting process for Innuendo Bingo today. New sheets as well. Nothing better than new sheets.
Yeah, only the best for Mark Wright.
That's right. I'm concerned that he obviously will be preened to within an inch of his life, and you're going to mess that up. don't get it on his shoes.
So not on the shoes, but fine in the face?
Yeah, fine. I think he'll be wearing very expensive shoes.
Right.
Because people in Essex, it's all about what shoes you wear. They'll just, the first thing they'll look at is your shoes, and they will judge you on that.
I'm in the mood for a wet one today.
I am as well. I think it's because the weather's like turned a little bit nicer. And in a lot of the UK today, not everywhere, sorry. Can't ever do the weather on Radio 1 because
somewhere
someone
in the UK
gets annoyed.
It'll be snowing.
Look, I'm sorry if it's a blizzard where you are now, but in some of the UK, it is sunny today. And it's just got me up for playing a good game of bingo today. And also got me thinking about summer innuendo bingos. Why can't we go outside and do them?
Because that's a great idea.
Because then there's no boundaries, is there? Because obviously in here we have to be a bit careful. If we're outside, we could super soak it.
That's a brilliant idea. Yeah. I'm also concerned that I'm going to look really pale against him.
Well, there is that.
I've not continued with this tanning idea.
You did not tan up, did you? Look
no.
at you. I mean, literally, yeah, I mean, we're going to have to do a colour chart, I think.
Really?
Well, I think he'll be top. I won't be far behind, and then you're right at the other end.
Is there no way that we can just shine a light on me to make it look like I'm more tan than not?
I don't know whether that's possible with our lighting, but I can ask.
Right.
Are you actually asking for different lighting
now?
No,
I'm
oh
not
my
asking
God.
For different light. I'm simply saying it's going to look ridiculous
today,
isn't it?
Has a cocktail and he thinks... Mm.
Well, no, because everyone will look at you and look at him and see two...
Tanned Adonis.
In my opinion, right. Two tanned.
Not too tan. This is a healthy colour.
And then I'm going to look ridiculous next to you both.
So if you want to see this ridiculousness, you can go online at 1:45 to bbc.co.uk/radio1 on your laptop. If you're doing work today, just like put it on. Have a break for 10 minutes. Or on your phone. bbc.co.uk/radio1. I'll tell you when. The Scott Mills Daily. Still talking about Inuit and Bingo, obviously. If Keira Knightley would only do it with Jamie off the Klaxons, is that fine?
Are they together?
Oh, my God.
Genuinely didn't know that.
Yeah, that's definitely on.
Wow.
I can confirm. Do you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's on. That's been on for ages. So what are you saying? All three of you.
I'm not sure.
It has to be a decision, though.
I think that one's...
No Keira, but the Jamie has to get involved. If Jamie's involved, if he's playing along as well, then fine. They're
I mean, again,
yes.
It would be a fantastic bingo, but I don't know. I don't know what... I think with that one, it's not as clear-cut.
Okay.
I'd probably no deal.
That's Klaxons and There's No Other Time on BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Righty.
How you doing, Scotty?
How are you doing? You all right?
Yeah, I'm really good.
Here is Mark Wright, everybody. He's here to play Innuendo Bingo today. As we suspected, he's extremely well-dressed and hasn't bought a change of clothes.
Nope, but I've asked for a bin bag and it's been turned down.
No, but thing is... the listeners and viewers, they rebel when someone gets covered up.
They won't respect you for it, mate.
No, they
it's
won't.
Better that you just go for it.
They'll be rioting outside the BBC. He's wearing some kind of protection. I don't think so. Hey, listen, I'm enjoying your show on ITV2.
Oh, thank
party
you.
Right around the world. See what they've done? And I saw the one where you were in drag.
Yep.
So that happened. I thought you were a good woman, though.
Oh, I thought I was the ugliest woman I've ever seen.
No, I don't think so. I thought you pulled it off. Because some men, like they... I don't know, we've all done drag at some point.
Have we?
Oh, you have. And we've all worn a dress, haven't we?
I don't.
You must have worn a dress. Come
on. I don't think
at university.
Me do that yet.
At university.
Oh, maybe. Yeah,
there
okay.
We are. Right, all okay. Right. So it's like when I had a Legends Halloween party around my house, I dressed up as Susan Boyle. Now, I made for an awful woman. I think you also wouldn't be
good. I'd be an awful woman. Yeah.
But Mark, maybe it's the legs. I don't know what it is.
I honestly thought
it off.
I was horrific.
No, you look good.
I was told I looked like Rita from Curry.
That was a very attractive lady.
She's an attractive lady, but I was like an ugly version.
So you're keeping busy.
Yeah.
Like nice holiday in Dubai. Nice pictures there I saw with you and Michelle.
Yeah,
that
lovely.
Seems to be going well.
Yeah, it's going very well, actually. Yeah, thanks. Yeah.
Yeah, good. And and Towie's still on without you. I can't believe it. Because I thought after you left, I thought it would all crumble. I'll be honest.
Why did you think that?
I don't know. I just thought you were the linchpin, Mark. And I think, you know, for a while it maybe went downhill.
Mm.
But do you secretly watch it? No,
I do
this
watch
is
it.
Rubbish without me on it.
No, I do watch it. When I used to be on it, it was hard to watch, but now I'm actually a fan of it. I just sit back and like watching the drama unfold.
But you must kind of know what's going on anyway, because you're still friends with a lot of the people in it, aren't you?
Well, I'm friends with like the people I was friends with at first, so
Arch,
and obviously my family are on there. Other than that, I don't really speak to the other guys because they wasn't really my friends before the show.
Okay.
And there's a lot of new faces.
Are you friends with Lauren Pope?
Not really. No, I haven't spoken to her. Seen her in years.
She did Innuendo Bingo not too long ago. Oof. And was not keen.
Oh, I saw a picture. Why was she not keen? What did she do?
She was not happy. I don't think she knew what she signed up for.
And she go for it. Yes.
Went off in a right huff.
She was not keen.
Wasn't she?
Did her hair get wet?
It's kind of awkward at the end.
Everything got wet. That's the problem.
Towie girl's hair getting wet.
I know.
Ooh, not good news.
It didn't go well.
Was she here, Mark, as
she
well?
She hated us.
Scott does an amazing impression of you.
I don't know.
I've heard it. I've heard it.
Have you heard
it? In fact, I want to talk to you about it.
Oh, no, why?
Because I heard it and it upset me a little bit.
No, it didn't.
No, it didn't. It didn't.
See, we've got bants. Still fine. We go well back to the Edinburgh Festival.
Why don't you
2011.
The thing is, you could do an impression of Scott and level it up.
That would be quite good.
Yeah.
All right. You give me a link, like you'd give me a link to a
song.
Scott Mills here on Radio 1, and next it's Innuendo Bingo.
It's just quite normal, ain't it?
Yeah, I know.
I'm quite shouty through the speakers, so I'm...
I like it.
I try and
Cut Classics.
When I try and do an impression,
he
of
gets
Scott,
people
just,
ready for a night out.
I know.
But we shouldn't be promoting that anyway.
Yeah, heart every Friday and Saturday.
No, it doesn't. Mark. Doesn't even happen. I don't even know what this show is.
If you want to do an impression of Scott, just do a really cheesy DJ voice.
Shut up.
It winds him up.
Right, no, he's not. He's not entering into that.
No.
So we are going to play Inuit Bingo next. Mark isn't dressed for the occasion. But where are you going after this?
I'm only going home. I've got to get in a car. But actually, no, I'm getting the tube today because I can't be dealing with the traffic. So I've got to go home topless if I get too wet.
Sure.
Are you going to get photographed
Hello,
on
ladies.
The tube? This is something Scott does as well. Because we went to the Brit Awards and went on the tube. Mm. And to try and get a bit of publicity,
that's not how it happened.
I took photos of him on the tube.
Yeah, so but I get the tube. I get the tube all the time. So,
Scott, did you ask for the photos to be taken?
No, I didn't.
Was you trying to do a Rihanna?
Mark, right, I was not. But it must be weird when you get the tube, is it not? Do people go,
I just put my head down and play Flappy Bird.
Do you?
Yeah, it's fine.
Legend.
Yeah.
You got it on your phone?
Yep.
Quick, nick it.
It's on eBay. The Scott
Mills Daily. I like the sightings of you, Mark, that are coming in. I saw Mark right on the subway in New York City. Bit awkward trying to get off because he was still in the doorway, but what a nice man. I said hello. That's from Ross in Solihull. Also, I don't know what this is about. Maybe you want to explain. Someone says, ask Mark if he remembers getting told off by the old German woman for not being naked in the sauna last year.
Oh, yeah, I did actually. Who is that?
I don't know.
I was skiing in Austria. And
right.
I walked to the sauna and they was like, everyone was naked. Well, there was about three people. It was all naked. I was like, what are they doing? And this woman went to me, take your jeans off. Take your shorts off. I was like, why? She was like, it's a naked sauna. It's a rule. I was like, oh, right, okay, I'll go to the normal one. Just all women and men walking around with their, like, heads out.
Yeah, well, that's quite European.
Yeah.
It doesn't say who that person is, but, yeah, it just says that he also got told off by the old German woman for not being naked in the sauna.
I know that was. That was a young guy. He was about 12. He weren't even allowed to be in there.
About 12?
Yeah, it all sounds a bit weird.
Okay, we've got the cameras on now. You can see Mark Wright. Let us know if you're watching at bbc.co.uk/radio1. You can even watch on your phone if you want. Let's play the game.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
God, I still love this game. Mark, I noticed during the Sam Smith track you were asking Chris where you were going to get mostly wet because I know it's concerning you somewhat.
That's fine. Don't worry.
So he's got a little plastic rug over his knees.
Yeah.
You don't want your jeans getting wet. They're probably very expensive. Okay, so go online and watch us right now. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, let's go for it, lads. Mate.
Mm-hmm.
David in Hendon's watching. Katie in Rochester's watching. So is Mark in Chelmsford. First of all, let's go over to Warwick Davis on BBC Radio 2. And he's telling everyone what happened on this day in history. Some of them are a little bit upsetting.
On this day in 1876, Alexander Graham Bell made the first successful telephone call. His first words were, "Mr. Watson, come here. I want to see you." In 1977, astronomers discovered rings around Uranus.
Chris has gone the whole way. Mark seems to be fine at the moment. You can go any time, Mark. It doesn't matter.
Rings around Uranus.
Warwick Davis. Thank you, Joe.
Oh,
yes.
All right. Then.
Straight in the face.
Right, one sec.
Right, here we go.
That one is for letting Scott copy my radio voice. All right. And you joining in with it. I had to get that.
Yes. Done. Revenge.
It's an affectionate thing, though. It really
oh,
is.
Oh, no, it is. We love you. You know that. You know there's love. Right, okay. This is a very long one. So let's see if we can hold it in all the way through, everybody. Fair. Some top advice here from this week's BBC documentary called Britain's Banger Drivers. That's not even one. Yeah, stop dribbling. Here we go.
It seems that when someone who's a bit tasty comes behind you, you seem to fall apart a bit.
He has to stand up for himself out there. You know, there's only so much poking you can take before you poke back.
Get him, Mark.
Okay. When someone who's a bit tasty comes behind you,
There's only so much poking you can take before you poke back.
That's right. Chris in Bognor Regis emailed that one in. Okay, so more water, please. Nice big gulp, everybody, please. And a classic from Rick Stein now. And on his foreign travels, Rick has met a very pleasant young man called Ryan, who's introducing him to something that Rick has never tried before.
Wiggle it out.
Okay.
Head.
Yeah.
You can either throw it away or you can suck the head.
No, I'd like to suck the head.
Suck the head?
Yeah.
It's all right.
Oh, that's really good, Ryan.
Oh, Rick Stein.
That was a good one.
Yeah. Is your face is making me laugh. Why did so many people say that? You managed to get like little thin lines just coming out like when you're dribbling.
Yeah. Twice a week, Mark.
Someone says look at Mark's posture. He's got the best posture ever. It's just the way he sat.
I've got a bad posture, should be like that.
I don't know, they're saying it's good. Also Andrew and Lee the plumbers watching for the first time on their phones, and Erin in Hull, hello. Get Chris wet, says Rag from Lymington Spa. That's right.
He's damp.
Yeah, he is.
I'd like to suck the head.
Suck the head.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, tasting crayfish there on Rick Stein. Okay, more water, please. And over to a recent episode of Come Dine With Me. Now, I don't know if this next statement is true or not. Maybe Mark can help us out with this.
You know, I've not made it too rare, but it's nice and pink and it's really tender.
Michelle probably wouldn't know a good piece of meat and how it should be cooked if it slapped around the face, to be quite honest.
Oh, you had to go there, didn't you?
I didn't know that was coming, to be honest.
That's a good one.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that is not.
Woohoo!
Michelle probably wouldn't know a good piece of meat and how it should be cooked if it slapped around the face.
That's right. Jordan and Martin emailed that to me. Okay, now we're going over to the Daybreak sofa. And they're reviewing books over on Daybreak. Now, at first, I thought this book sounded quite dull, but I soon changed my mind. Can you take your water there, please? Thank you. Here we go.
A friend of mine gave me a book just before Christmas called The Mystery of the White Lions by a wonderful woman called Linda Tucker, and it tells her story, and her life was utterly changed about 15 years ago. She went over to Africa, and she had an experience in the bush.
Now that's my new favourite, I think.
You know you want to, Mark.
That was spotted by Gurge.
She had an experience in the bush.
Now, a classic from Lady Mary on Downton Abbey now. And when you think about how prim and proper they were back in those days, it's really amazing some of the stuff they got up to. If you could take your water, please. Here we go.
And as I said, I'm sure this lapse is as much my fault as yours. But I suggest we don't mention it again. Now, if you'll excuse me, it's time to go down.
Lady Mary there on Downton Abbey.
My episode of Party Right Round the World last night actually was in a big old manor house.
I know, you were mixing with the poshos.
Yeah, everyone was calling it on Twitter Downton Essex.
Yeah. Was it in Essex?
No, but it was like Essex boy meets Downton.
Yeah. I need to catch up with that one, actually, when I do that on the ITV player. Yeah, you can do the same. So, back to Just This Morning on BBC Radio 2 now. This morning, and Vanessa Feltz. Here we go. Here's what Vanessa was talking about.
Swallowing.
Sorry. Hang on. Well, Chris, you need to refill. Come on, let's try and get through this. Vanessa Feltz.
Swallowing. That's the issue. The swallowing part. You just think, shall I swallow? And then you realise how lucky you are for the whole rest of your life that you don't normally think about these things unless you're really very unwell indeed. And you think, well, shall I swallow or shan't I swallow? Let me try not to for another few minutes.
She's not well, poor
Vanessa
love. Vanessa Feltz there.
Vanessa Feltz and swallow.
Really not having a good time this morning on Radio 2, but she's a trooper. She turned up. Water, please.
Right.
Ben in Sheffield had the misfortune to hear that this morning. Get well soon, V. Got a very sore throat. Water, please.
Shall I swallow? Shall I swallow?
Mm-hmm. Now to a new show.
Shall I swallow?
Called Collectaholics. Now listen carefully to what Mel from Mel and Sue says. Is this one?
But will a valuation convince Stuart to sell? And will I get that pork pie in the buffet?
Oh no!
Please repeat that.
That was a wet one. Okay, right. Let's do it again with water. Why not? Go for it.
Again?
I think I'd like it without water. I don't trust Chris this time.
Okay.
It's all right. We know what's coming.
Right, at least you know what it, is this time.
But will a valuation convince Stuart to sell?
And will I get that pork pie in the buffet?
It's not even one, but I really like it. Yeah. Thank you to Carl. And finally, on today's Mark Wright Innuendo Bingo, a recent favourite from BBC Oxford. Water, please. And January's bad weather was causing some real damage, absolutely everywhere.
Ooh. And the gentleman next door had lost all his ridge tiles.
Oh, no.
House across the road had lost most of their ridge tiles as well. He also, his back door was smashed in.
Come right over my leg.
That's a wet one.
His back door was smashed in.
Thank you very much to Mark Wright. That was brilliant. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.
And don't forget his show.
I enjoyed it, actually.
Did you enjoy that?
I enjoyed it.
It's good, very good. Party right around the world, ITV2, going around the world.
Wednesdays,
new experiences, Wednesdays, 9 o'clock. Mark, how wet are you now? Can you walk?
I can walk. I'll put the bag over my lap, like Chris didn't do.
Yeah, that's an error I've made there.
He looks like he's wet himself.
Yeah.
So if my bottom half is soaked, you're soaked from the sort of waist up.
Yeah, top half soaked.
Good work, guys. Thank you, Mark. The Scott Mills Daily. Scott Mills here. Now, we've got one of our listeners who thinks they have found the one. Do you remember we were talking about this on Monday? It all started with you saying that the convict, your mate, he thinks he's found the girl of his dreams.
Yeah, on a night out in Watford.
Yeah.
But I mean, it very quickly went from meeting her to saying that she was going to be the one.
I think sometimes people do this a bit hastily, which is why I'm saying, you know, can that happen? Like, you meet somebody on a Saturday night and then you're convinced 100% that they are going to be the person you're going to marry and grow old with. They are the one.
I mean, it's a bold statement to make.
It is.
Especially after a night out in Watford.
That's right. Well, them lab bombs coming back up.
Yeah.
Oof. Right, so we're going to speak to one of our listeners in a minute. He thinks that he found the one at the weekend, just like your mate.
Mm.
And wants us to help him out a bit. Now, some friends that I made at the Radio 1 wine tasting, sorry, the Radio 1 Future Festival in Maida Vale a couple of months ago.
Do you remember that night?
Yeah, there's some of it I remember. I don't know why I had a bit of a wobble. Nice to see you sober.
You were an embarrassment.
I was not.
You were.
No, I wasn't.
You were meant to be there enjoying, you know, the people that were going to be huge.
I did. I may have got shushed during George Ezra's set. When he was doing Combine Harvester.
You did a loud yes at one point as well.
That's what I do. Anyway, so it was a lovely evening, and Catfish and the Bottlemen were there. I'm just looking at a picture. I can't remember which ones I made friends with. But this was a hottest record in the world for Zane Lowe. Phil and Alice are big fans, and so am I. They're some of my best friends. The Scott Mills Daily. London Grammar, we are obsessed with student union campaigns at the moment. The videos and songs that a lot of you are making to be president. Like Iris Bryan for Lincoln SU. He did a version of Lord Royals.
And I have made governance policies to better represent you if you're involved with student liberation. But that's not all. Now there's part-time officers,
so you should vote for Brian.
Brian!
Number one for president, because the same old just won't do. I'll make a difference for you. Won't you vote for Brian?
Brian!
Because if I am president, students, how do?
How do?
How do?
Jeez.
All the things you ask me to.
That's Iris Bryan for Lincoln SU, and we've got Jason for Royal Holloway.
Sports and development was a new president in the SU. He's on the money, I'm not being funny. We're all voting Jason.
So if you've got any more of these, maybe you want to send them in to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. any videos that maybe your uni has made to get some votes, send them in.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
So Chris was very excited at the weekend because his mate the convict was out in Watford and he met a girl and is convinced that she is the one. This is on Saturday night.
Yeah.
Is there any update on that?
His views don't seem as extreme as they were, but he's definitely still very keen. But
okay.
But not, I wouldn't say as much, he's not saying she's the one, you know, anymore. It's changed ever so slightly.
Okay, so that was Saturday night he met her. Monday he was saying she's the one. Here we are on Wednesday. He's not saying that as much, but still seems quite keen to pursue.
Yeah.
I'm not sure this happens, this he or she's the one thing at all.
What, you mean like the day after they've met?
I don't think so. Now, we've got someone on the line. We've had to change his name, so let's call him Alfred. And we've also changed his voice. He thinks also that he met the one at the weekend.
Can I just point out, sorry, this isn't me on a voice changer.
No,
I know
this
a lot
is...
of people are now going to say this. This isn't me.
No.
This isn't even my friend Fernando.
No, this is somebody...
This has nothing to do with me.
...that listens to the show. Hello, Alfred.
How are you getting on, Scott?
All right, how are you?
I'm very good. Yeah, really good.
So you also think that you met the one last weekend?
I'm pretty sure, like 99.9% sure she's the one, yeah.
Okay, so tell me where you were and what happened.
I was in a club in Spain for a stag do on the first night and just dancing with my mate. And then I saw her, this total Spanish beauty. Started chatting, but I couldn't hear what she was saying.
Why, because it was loud?
Yeah, super loud, yeah. So we used my phone to write messages to each other.
How romantic.
And had a few kisses for about 2 hours. Then had to leave because my mates were going.
What happened to her?
And she disappeared. She went one way, I went the other. But then I woke up the next day, instantly thinking of her, and started to read the conversations we had on my phone. We've just confirmed she's definitely the one.
At this point, Scott, I almost feel you need some strings or some violins or something coming in here.
Yeah, okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It feels like this is where this is heading.
Hit the strings. If you don't mind me asking, Alfred, what were the messages saying that were being passed to and from you in the, on the phone in that club?
Well, some didn't make a lot of sense. Me saying to her, honestly, I think I would move for you and learn Spanish. You are honestly the most beautiful person I have met forever. Kiss.
And did you use Google Translate to write these messages? Were they in Spanish?
No, English. She had fairly good English.
Okay, so you were writing the messages in English, which is good for you.
But you can do that on your phone, can't you? Can't you press the middle button and then it will speak Spanish?
It doesn't work.
I'd love to try that.
I've tried it. I've tried it in a very similar situation. It doesn't work.
Good.
It all comes out wrong and, like...
gets badly translated.
Yeah, really,
and
quite badly.
And in the voice of Siri as well, which isn't the most loving.
I think I love you. Turn right. Sexy señorita. I can't help you with this right now.
So you still in touch with her?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Is she super keen?
Yeah, she's super keen. She asked me if I could find her... a job in England.
For her?
For her, yeah, for her, to move to England.
Oh, wow.
Can you sum this up for me, Scott? So he met this girl, was it at the weekend?
Last weekend.
And are you now saying this is love, she is the one?
I am.
Has even your love not gone down a tiny little bit? Is there not one, even if it's very, very small font, little question mark appearing yet?
I wouldn't say so, no. I've booked some Spanish lessons as well.
Oh, God, you're my favourite.
So, you know, that's the first step.
Here's the thing, right? If she's the one, and shouldn't you be shouting it from the rooftops? Why do you want to be anonymous?
Well, I'm seeing sort of this girl in England.
Oh, here
no.
we go.
Not sure what's going on.
Okay, right. So that means, can I just break this down for you? So when you're saying, I'm not sure what's going on, you are seeing her, and she definitely thinks that you're seeing her, but you want to get out of it. Am I right?
There was love at first sight with this Spanish girl, so okay. It seems like she's the one, not the English girl.
I don't want to be involved in this, Scott. I feel at this point I'm out. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, so this is going to be a conversation that you are going to have with this person at some point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And when are you planning on doing that, Alfred?
I'm probably going to have to call her on my break today.
Oh, God!
Oh, no.
Yeah. What do you think I should do? Do you think I should...
Right, don't bring me into it.
No,
like,
we're
don't...
staying out.
Right, it's nothing to do with me. You got in touch.
Scott, I don't like this. I really don't like this. I feel quite uncomfortable.
No, but this is his decision. Like, we've had absolutely no sway in it. We've given no opinion.
I didn't know this twist at the end, though.
No, I didn't either. But he's got in contact now. We're nothing to do with this. It's his life. He's just telling us.
Do kind of want to know what happens, though, as well.
So, to summarise, man meets Spanish hottie in club in Spain. Man speaks to her on an app. Man thinks she is definitely the one and is still in touch with her now. Slight problem, man also has girlfriend.
Oh, no.
Without wanting to pry too much, do keep in touch with us if you would.
Mm-hmm.
We've preserved your identity. Nobody knows who you actually are, which I think now is the right thing to do.
Yeah, thanks for that.
I hope it all works out for you, Alfred.
Whatever you want to happen, I hope it works out for you, right?
Oh, thanks.
And can we call you tomorrow?
Scott.
Yes.
We will give you one call tomorrow,
yep.
And you can choose if you know it will come from a withheld number here. You choose to pick up.
Yeah.
You don't have to. You choose to pick up.
Yeah, absolutely. If you don't want to speak to us, and that's absolutely fine.
That's fine as well.
But if you do, I'm happy to use the voice changer once again. Just saying.
Okay, deal.
Expect a phone call from a withheld number tomorrow. I feel like I'm in a film. Expect a phone call tomorrow.
It'll only be one, though.
It'll be one phone call. Then we will give up. If it rings out and you don't want to answer, that's the end. Thanks, Alfred.
Okay. Thank you.
Love you, bye.
Love you more. Bye. The Scott
Mills Daily. Alfie's been on, a.k.a. Alfred from Dawlish, saying, can you tell everyone that caller wasn't me? Getting slightly worried what people may think. That's Alfie in Dawlish. It's not you. Just because his workmates are going, hey, is that you? It wasn't example either. It did sound a bit like example, but that was just the voice-changing effect. So we'll ring Alfred. We'll just do one call tomorrow on a withheld number. If he chooses to answer, then so be it. If he doesn't, then that's where we leave it.
I suppose the kind of point we're at, though, is I'm kind of intrigued to know now what he does with the girlfriend.
I really want to know. Right, he's met this girl once, this Spanish girl, in a dark nightclub on a stag do. Is this wise?
I don't know. And it seems shaky grounds to then split up with your actual girlfriend.
Only been seeing her a couple of months, though.
But he seems pretty keen on the Spanish hottie.
And he's saying that she's the one. He's still saying it. We'll ring him tomorrow, once, and that's it. If he answers, then good. We'll hear from him. If not, then that's the end. And we'll never, ever tell this story again. The
Scott Mills Daily.
Scott Mills here, just sipping on Patron. Coffee, actually. Quarter past three. That's something we've never done together, sipped on Patron.
True that.
That's quite R&B.
Do you regularly do that?
I've done it before, yeah. I've done it with toddler tea, actually.
Have you?
Yeah, I have. Yes, I have. After anyone's big weekend in Hackney, bonded over some sipping on Patron.
Is that something we want to be doing
together? I think it is, yes. It's quite urban. Tomorrow, we're doing something we've never done together before. Lebanese food.
I know.
It's happening tomorrow. I tan last week, never done that together. And tomorrow, Lebanese food.
And then I think it's about time that I let you experience something from my life, which you may not have done before.
Okay, so tomorrow, you need to not eat, okay? Because we are going to be having all the meat.
So this is tomorrow night,
tomorrow,
right?
Evening. You can say it's a late birthday celebration, but
okay.
All the meat. There might be a belly dancer involved. Bit of shisha. Want some baba ganoush?
This is so weird. Want? I don't know if this is a weird, something that you've planned, which is... I don't know why this is so weird enough that you want me to go along and do it with you.
You want tabbouleh?
I don't know. I don't know what the answer to that is.
Fatouche? Baba ganoush?
Is that a real word, or are you just making up Lebanese words?
No, I love it. It's my favourite thing. It's such a good vibe. You'll love it tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's happening tomorrow night. I'm going to blatantly video it as well. I've asked that there'll be... I've specifically booked this place for the belly dancer.
Have you?
Yes.
Okay, good. Okay.
So then when you're having your kebab, it makes it a little bit awkward sometimes.
Right.
Because sometimes there is audience participation. which I want to see.
Right, okay. The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1. So Joe in Preston's been on. His friends went to a stag do in Spain last weekend and he has just grilled every single one of them on Facebook to see if one of them was Alfred.
Oh, really?
The guy that called us up earlier. If he missed it, Alfred's been on. He thinks he's met the one, this girl, this Spanish hottie he met in a club. Trouble is, he does have a girlfriend back here. We're ringing him tomorrow to see if he's had the chat with the girlfriend and ended it. This is nothing to do with us. He's quite happy to say all this on Radio 1. And we're not influencing it at all. He's doing what he wants to do, but he's just telling us about it.
Also, I think we should say that I'm sure there are lots of guys who've been listening who've been in Spain recently, and yeah, their girlfriend should not worry.
Yeah, please don't worry, because I know obviously when your boyfriend or husband gets home tonight, if you were in Spain last week, that immediately makes you implicated.
Yeah, and we're sorry for that.
We are sorry for that if you get like a lot of questions tonight from your girlfriend.
But statistically, it's very unlikely that it's your boyfriend.
It is very unlikely.
Put your mind at rest.
Yeah. I think you're more likely to win the lottery.
It's someone's.
Let's not go down that road again.
No.
I mean, it's someone. Yeah, it's someone's.
It's someone, but it's very unlikely to be your boyfriend.
Very much so.
And you're worried. Very unlikely.
Yeah, so don't worry about that. And we're going to give him a ring tomorrow. If he doesn't answer, then that's it. That's the end. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. We were talking about this yesterday. Rebecca's been on Twitter. She sat in Specsavers and the Stevie Wonder version of Happy Birthday has just come on. In Specsavers. I don't know why. BBC Radio 1. Why? They don't do that when it's your birthday in Specsavers, do they? It's not like, you know, the themed restaurants that play songs when it's your birthday.
I think it's only restaurants that do it. Maybe it's something we should test.
Not opticians. BBC Radio 1's residency is on at 9 o'clock tonight. George Fitzgerald is playing House and Techno with Real Thought. So he's really thinking about it. That's tonight on the residency from 9 o'clock. Also at 9 on BBC 3, Junior Paramedics. It really shows you
that. Good show, that.
Yeah, it really shows you the good work that young paramedics do and what they have to go through as well. It's pretty tough, some of it. It's a good show. They're halfway through their placement tonight. Junior Paramedics, 9 o'clock, BBC 3. 10 o'clock, more comedy on BBC Three. It's Bluestone 4-2, which a lot of people are loving at the moment. Oh, this is for yesterday, happy birthday.
Oh, no, but this goes on for like 2 minutes at the start.
Imagine if this is on in your house. A lot of people play this in their house to their family, so bring out the cake. And eventually it gets to the birthday bit, but
Are we doing this? It's not even anyone's birthday, no, Scott. BBC Radio 1. The
Scott Mills Daily. Hello, Greg James.
Hello there.
Nice to see you sober. You all right?
Yeah, nice to see you sober. Nice to see you sober.
How's it going?
I'm pretty good.
Very good. So, Real or No Real, in a minute, I'm going to play that amazing Hideaway Kaiser track.
Ooh.
That's a treat. What's on your show today?
On today's show, 4:30 today, film reviews with Rihanna. 5 o'clock, we've got Keith Lemon as a special guest.
Then live?
Live.
Okay, good.
Live Lemon doing Lady Time. And then after, it's a risk.
Good luck.
It's a risk. Could be the last show today. Yeah. Then after 6 o'clock, we are doing our new game, third installment of The Mayor of Ware.
Very good, I like that game.
This is making news.
Mm. Oh yeah, yeah.
It's
that
quite
thing.
Incredible. Yeah. What was it like the local pack? I can't remember it was.
Well, if people don't know, the game is, I find a mayor, and then Chris Smith with the news has to ask that mayor questions and work out where he is from.
Yeah,
that's the extent of the game.
Yeah,
but it's making waves in the local press.
And is the guy from Rochdale? Was it?
Yeah, Peter. Yeah. Peter from Rochdale. He was the mayor of Rochdale, and he's a whole piece about this, about it, with the questions that Chris asked and all the rest of it.
What made you come up with this idea? I did wonder this at the time.
We were definitely drunk.
Yeah, sounds it.
And we were just talking about mayors and how you become a mayor and why. What do you do? What's the day of a mayor like? So
you say
to get him on.
You say mayor like me, which is the correct way.
What do you say? Mayor?
The mayor of Pinner.
No, it's not mayor.
Mayor of Pinner.
Yeah.
We might get him on.
That'd be amazing. I'd love to get involved in this. But also, it is a good point that I've wondered what they get up to.
Don't they just wear them chains?
They can't just be at sort of openings of supermarkets.
No, I mean, it must be like lots of local government issues which they have to attend. I bet there's a lot of meetings and a lot of coffee.
Last week we had the mayor of Gateshead and he just said he had 9 appointments the next day.
Yeah, I think they're very busy. Busier than we think.
Loads on. The Scott Mills
Daily. Okay, it's time for Real or No Real on Radio 1 before Greg gets on at 4 o'clock. A selection of facts, some real, some not so much.
Avicii has had to delay moving into his $15 million LA mansion because it's infested with bats.
Now, this is the mansion that I showed Chris a picture of the other day just to make him well gel. And it's Avicii's incredible new house in the Hollywood Hills.
I've not seen it.
Oh, wow. It's so nice. It's like the house of your dreams. It's incredible.
Yeah, but is he happy? Probably is.
Yes, probably is. Yeah, I think he is. Yeah.
This one here.
Whoa.
That's pretty cool, right?
15 million.
Yeah, but it's infested with bats.
Exactly. It's like anything. Anything can be photoshopped to look great. I'm sure it's a nice house, right?
Oh, I thought you meant it's like anything. It can be infested with bats.
Well, no.
Anything can have bats.
I'm
these
saying
days.
There's going to be a problem with that house. It could well be bats.
Mm.
Why would there be a problem there? It looks brilliant. All open plan, glass of it, brilliant. Look at that. Infinity pool.
I know. Oh. I mean, it's just a dream.
Have you ever held a bat, Scott?
Have I ever held a bat?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, have you ever been in contact with a bat?
Why do you ask?
No, I'm just wondering.
Why are you asking
that? It's just a random question.
Okay, well, have you?
No, I don't think I have.
Well, no, I definitely haven't. But what are you getting at?
I was held hostage by one.
Craig's scared of him.
Why?
I hate him.
Why?
Just all flappy. I was held hostage in my... That was a real or no real recently, remember?
And it was real.
And, I mean,
when I was revising for exams, one kept me hostage in my bedroom. I might have to run out, so I ran away. And my mum had to go in and get it with her.
I mean, this is why I lost contact with Yvette Fielding after she made me go into that haunted castle in Kent one time and bats flew at my head all night.
Yeah, bats are horrible.
She planned that. She knew that was going to happen. It wasn't just like, oh, there happened to be bats there. Yvette Fielding knew that there were bats in there.
There were bats in the belfry.
They do look terrifying. Actually, when you see bats, there's loads of videos on YouTube of bats in people's rooms and people going insane.
Mm-hmm. Are they vermin?
Good question.
I think they may carry disease. It's just generally not a good thing. I went to a hotel once where they made a feature of it that bats would like just fly around reception.
What?
And that was a thing.
What, to make it look old?
No, just to make it look like cool. It was a really like cool, hip hotel, but they had bats flying around.
Where were you? In Transylvania?
No, I was in Singapore.
Oh, right. Okay, fine.
Real or no real? Avicii's mansion full of bats. He can't move in.
There's too many windows. He just opened them to get rid of them. No real.
It's too open plan. No real.
That one is no real.
Nope. Yeah. He's got a perfect house, a perfect girlfriend, and a perfect life.
For now.
And next. Don't be bitter. And next.
Chris Martin can sing Coldplay's song The Scientist perfectly backwards.
Oh, hang on.
One of the videos, he had to learn one of the songs backwards.
Yeah.
For the video.
It's that one. It's the car crash in reverse.
But was it The Scientist? I didn't think it was The Scientist.
Well, I'm going to throw you off the scent. No, I don't know.
So you know about this, Scott.
Mm.
You know, the video, it's all backwards. Right.
So he would have had to learn the song backwards. Here's what that would sound like. But first, you tell me real or no real.
I'm going to say real.
It's real.
I've reversed the song, whichever song it is.
You did.
Well, someone has.
But hang on a second. If you reverse that, that's not going to work. What do you mean you're going to reverse the song?
Play it backwards. So that then we can hear if it's that's how he sings it.
Okay.
No, but he doesn't sing it backwards. The video's going backwards, but his mouth, because they put it the other way and his mouth's going the right way.
Well,
go on then, we'll give it a whirl.
What are you saying? What? No, I can't play it because then you'll know the song.
Oh, okay. Well, I see. Well, it's real.
It's real. It's real.
It's real?
Yeah. Yep.
That one is real.
Yeah.
Okay, so Chris Martin can sing The Scientist backwards. Here's what that sounds like.
It's all right, actually, that, isn't it? I mean,
I think it's a hit.
Is there something to be said for playing other songs backwards to see if they sound better backwards? Not that this is an example of that.
This sounds like, you know, when you're on holiday in Europe and they play one sort of British or American song and then the next one is always the native singer. It sounds like that.
Yeah, it sounds like a station in Latvia that I listened to once. That's true, actually. I would quite like to play more songs backwards just to see if they sounded any better. Imagine Dragons, for instance.
Well, sometimes there's a sneaky message that gets sort of snuck into a song.
I think that new David Guetta one would sound better backwards.
Or just go on, Kathy!
Or just deleted.
So, Next then, on Real or No Real, that one was real.
Yeah.
Scientist, backwards. Good fact, that. What about this?
In today's money, the Titanic cost about $150 million to build. The cost of making the film Titanic was $200 million.
What? Well, wow. You know, that would make sense, wouldn't it? Because they're having to... I'm sure they... Didn't they build a boat or something like that for the film?
Yeah, but not... So it wasn't exactly the same.
You know what I mean? It's, they've got the cost of the boat plus the filming costs.
No, but that was...
Which is obviously going to be more than the original Titanic, which probably didn't have the filming costs.
No, they didn't.
It wasn't for a film, was it?
No.
No, it was a real thing.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, my God.
And if there was a documentary team on board, then the tapes were lost.
Yeah. Yes, they were.
I am...
So the film cost him more than the original Titanic.
But the thing is, they would have built a ship, but it wouldn't have been... It would have been a set, surely.
Yeah.
They wouldn't have built an actual boat.
I heard that some billionaire is rebuilding the Titanic or has to, exactly the same as the original.
Mm.
As a hotel or something.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck selling those tickets.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, Titanic, is that real or no real?
I'm going to say real.
That seems a lot.
It does seem a lot.
I'm going to say no real.
That one is real.
Whoa. Now, that is also a good one to tell your mates.
It is.
Really good.
That was Cameron McIntosh, wasn't it? Is that right?
David Cameron.
It wasn't David Cameron.
David James.
No, okay.
James Cameron.
I was going to say, that was the guy that I kissed in the lift that time.
Okay, well, you know you need to explain that, don't you?
What? You kissed James Cameron?
James Cameron, that was it.
Right, you made Avatar as well.
Yeah.
Yes, he was in the lift and we were... in the lift with some mistletoe,
just here
kissing
at Christmas.
Absolutely anyone for a game that we were doing, and he obliged.
Mm. We didn't realise till afterwards it was him off the Titanic.
Someone told us in the lift.
Wow. And next.
Rihanna's song Diamonds was recorded in the car park at Manchester Victoria train station.
why was she there? why would she be yeah, there?
Good point.
Well, why would she be at Manchester train station?
I've heard that, you know, she gets like a lot of albums out in minimal amount of time. We've said this before. She does like go into a porter cabin studio wherever she's touring and just goes in there. Like, let's say she's had a gig the night before, like gets up 9 o'clock, only girl in the world in the porter cabin. Right, that's it. Bosh, the album's done. I mean, it's literally a production line. It's incredible.
You think it's that easy?
I think if you've got the songs, how long does it take? You could record them anywhere.
Sure.
And also, if you think about it, the Manchester Victoria Station, right next to the Manchester Arena.
But she's not going to get the train. I mean, she takes the tube in London because it's like 20 minutes, but she's not going to go all the way from London to Manchester on a train.
No, but geographically, it's just quite near the arena, so...
Well, she doesn't park in the train station and then walk to the venue to do her show.
Well, no, she'll be driven. But, like, was
so
Diamond...
when she wants to record the song, she then walks to the car park, gets into the porter cabin.
Oh, mate, has to get a ticket from the machine first.
No, but I think it's one of those studios, like at the Big Weekend, where you can drive it as well, and it's just a portable studio. So she doesn't have to get out.
Rihanna is not a radio roadshow from the 80s.
Yeah, well, I'm telling you, this happens. She has recorded some of her biggest hits in car parks next to arenas.
I think you're protesting too much.
It can't
be real. Well, no, yeah, no real.
Why not? You
no
can
real.
Record it.
I'm going to go real.
Same good quality.
I'll have faith in you there, Scott.
Think about it. Right next to Victoria Station in Manchester. What's she doing in there?
What a racket!
Oh, turn it off!
Yeah.
Stop mothering us!
Talking about Anne Diamond?
Shine bright like Anne Diamond!
Shine bright like Anne Diamond!
I've got to tell you, but...
That one is no real.
Yay.
But she has recorded in car parks before. I won't have it said that she hasn't. And at the end of that...
It's a draw. I got 30. Greg got 30.
Well, I very much enjoyed that. Yeah. Thanks, Greg.
An honourable draw. And it was an honour.
It was an honour.
And it was an honour.
An honour to do that with you.
Hey, you you missed Mark Wright earlier.
I watched a bit of it, yeah.
Did you watch it?
Mm.
Yeah. He wasn't that keen.
No.
Like, I thought he'd be more up for it. And
oh,
he wasn't.
He was keen, but...
Oh, no, he's a lovely guy, but he was very concerned about getting his hair...
jeans.
Crotch wet.
Well-groomed.
So well-groomed.
Well-groomed.
We'll get the video up on the Radio 1 YouTube channel. Sorry, some Rihanna text coming in. On the Radio 1 YouTube channel as soon as we can. We are back on tomorrow. Remember, we are calling... Oh, is there the link there now? We've tweeted a link to the Mark Wright video, so that's good.
Good.
We're calling our listener Alfred back tomorrow. He was the one that met the hottie in Spain at the weekend and thinks she's the one. On his break today, he's telling the current girlfriend.
Well, he might not.
Well, he might not. So we're going to give him a chance. We'll ring him once tomorrow. If it rings out, we won't speak to him. That's the end of the story. I'm hoping that he answers the phone.
I mean, he sounds like a great guy.
We had to use the voice changer. He's only been seeing her a couple of months.
Okay.
But he really thinks this Spanish girl that really couldn't speak that much English and had to use an app to talk to him on the dance floor is the one. So we'll find out tomorrow. Oh.
Oh.
David.
Play it backwards.
Kathy.
That awful sound.
I love Kathy Getzer. I can't stop searching for her on the internet now. I was five
and he was six. Kathy.
Kathy. Rode on horses made of sticks. Have you seen her? She's so good. Look her up now, immediately.
She runs a little lounge at the Ibiza airport. Yeah. Bang,
bang. What, with tea and snacks?
They do nude pictures together.
They do, yeah. Bang, bang. She's like Ibiza royalty. That awful sound, bang, bang. My baby. And the beat drops. There's videos of her online going absolutely mental in the DJ box next to David. When it drops, here we go. Go on, Kathy! So those were the best bits of Thursday's show. We're back tomorrow, Friday, between 1 and 4 on Radio 1. You've heard Alfred's problem. Is he going to speak to his girlfriend? And will he speak to us when we make the one call to him tomorrow afternoon? Stop.